Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Alicia Harding of the Cass County Health System, and she's a nurse practitioner. Good morning to you, Alicia.
Good morning.
Well, Alicia, I've been seeing in the news, hearing on TV and radio that we're a bit worried about what's happening with the flu this year. Should we be concerned?
I've seen that on the TV as well and in the news. You know, Australia is having an especially bad year, and that's where they're getting that information. Experts tend to look to the Southern Hemisphere to predict how the United States is going to have their flu season. It is a very difficult thing to predict, but they do want to encourage people to just be prepared for a really rough flu season.
And so the flu shots are available now, and now would be a good time to get one.
Exactly. The CDC does recommend that you get your flu vaccine in October, but you can get your flu shot anytime during the flu season. We just want to make sure that you're covered. We are offering flu clinics currently. Our designated flu clinic day is Wednesdays from 11 to 6 here in Atlantic, but you can walk in at any time to get your flu shot. We also are designating times in our satellite clinics. Griswold has already had theirs. Anita's is on the 16th and Messina's is on the 23rd.
So don't put it off. And I'm just thinking, well, I haven't had mine yet, Alicia. Maybe this will be a good time to get it before I forget. And, you know, people get busy and they go, oh, yeah, I was going to do that. And then they sort of forget. So kind of work it into your schedule, because there are lots of opportunities in addition to here at the medical center to get that flu shot. Don't pass it up because it's so important. And, you know, I heard the other day somebody say, oh, I've never had a flu shot. What kind of answer do you give people who say, oh, you know, I've never had one. I don't think I need one.
I still encourage you to get one, even if you don't think you need one. You know, it's important to protect yourself and your family, your loved ones, your friends, and your community. There's, you know, people that can't get the flu shot. Babies can't get the flu shot until they're 6 months old. So, you know, they rely on us to protect them. So if we are walking around with the flu, we can easily spread it.
Okay. Alicia, let's talk a little bit about the flu. We just say the flu, but I think sometimes we are calling it the flu, and maybe it's something else.
A lot of people tend to think that the influenza is the stomach flu, which is not the case. Typically, you're going to get a cough, sore throat, fever, body aches, and that's the influenza that we're trying to protect against.
And there are some side effects for folks, especially maybe you have poor immune systems and so on. So I think that's true, that there are some other things that can happen to you. Like following up, I think pneumonia is maybe one of those things that can happen if you're one of those folks, or depending what kind of condition you're in.
Yeah, definitely. So some people, when they get the flu, they may only have it for a couple days, up to a week. But, you know, if you are immunocompromised or if you're just one of those unlucky few people, you'll end up with pneumonia or can get really severely ill. A lot of times after you get the flu, you might end up with a sinus infection or ear infection. So we would end up treating that as well.
Okay. Well, looking way back in history, when I was in college, that's way back in history, Alicia, and there were no flu shots that I know of, but lots of people on campus had them. And I tell you, I don't want anybody else to have that, because it lasted quite a while and it was very, very miserable. You don't want to do that. So you can protect yourself. Now, if you get a flu shot, can you still get influenza?
You can. There are many different strains of the virus, and unfortunately, it's difficult to predict what strain we're going to see. The virus is constantly changing, but the composition of the United States flu vaccine is reviewed annually and updated as needed to match the circulating viruses. In addition, it can take up to 2 weeks for the antibodies to start working in your system. So you can catch the flu during that 2 weeks, or you might have gotten it right before you got your flu vaccine, and then you end up with the flu while you're kind of not protected as well.
Okay, so lots of reasons to get the shot for influenza, not so much why you should not get it. Now, in the past, there was the nasal spray. I'm thinking that's not an option now?
Nope, it wasn't an option last year, and we're not offering it again this year. It just is not protecting us as well.
Okay. We'll come back in a little bit and talk a little bit more about reminding people about where they can get their shots to prevent influenza. But I want to talk a little bit about you, Alicia, because you're relatively new here at the Cass County Health System. Give us some of your background.
I'm actually from the area. I graduated from Griswold High School. I worked as a nurse at Nebraska Medicine in Omaha. After I got my master's degree, I worked as a nurse practitioner for a local ear, nose, and throat private practice. And then I've been here for a little over a month and loving it.
Good, good. We're certainly happy to have you. As you look back in your youth, when did you decide you wanted to be in healthcare, to be a nurse? You know, was that something your parents said, oh, this would be a good thing to do? Or how did all that happen?
I took a very roundabout way of getting to my degree. But I started working as a CNA in college, and I didn't think I wanted to be a nurse, and I tried to go into a different field, and I missed it. I decided that definitely was for me, and so then I went back to school and got my nursing degree and kept going.
Good. Well, that personal experience really does make a difference. So maybe that's a reason to encourage young people to try that out.
I definitely agree. You know, if you have any inkling that you might want to get into the healthcare field, I encourage you to follow people or talk to people who are in the field or working, you know, in nursing homes or volunteering. It'll give you an idea whether or not you would like it.
Yeah, that personal experience is a pretty good teacher. Are there, now as a nurse practitioner, I know you work with people of all ages and all kinds of situations. Is there an area that you really say, this would be my favorite?
I have a few areas of, I guess, favoritism. I really like working with kiddos, and I enjoy women's health. And then also, you know, after working in ENT, I also really enjoy that.
ENT.
Ear, nose, and throat.
Thank you. We get used to those kind of things. It's easy to say. So you've mentioned several types of schooling. To get to be a nurse practitioner, what are the stages? What do you have to go through?
So you need to have your BSN or your bachelor's degree in nursing. You have to work for a little while, get some experience as a nurse, and then you can go back to school and work on your master's degree, and then your master's in nursing would be focused on a nurse practitioner.
Okay. So it takes a bit of time, but you can be working while you're doing that if you need to do that and get that all done. So you are living in Cass County?
I am. We're living here kind of on a farm south of Cumberland with my husband, who is a graphic and website designer, and he works in Omaha. And we have a 3-year-old little girl who keeps us entertained and busy, and we're expecting a little boy this winter.
Wow, you have a full and busy life and lots of experiences to share with people from a lot of different angles. And I'm sure many of the names in the area sound familiar to you since you graduated at Griswold. So let's we welcome you and hope you continue to enjoy your work here at Cass County Health Systems. Let's go back to the flu, the influenza, really getting people to get that prevention. And how can they do that?
So like we talked about, definitely getting your flu vaccine is the main source of prevention for the flu, and that helps protect you, your loved ones, and the community. It helps with that herd immunity that we often talk about. But also, you know, hand washing, staying home when you're sick. Do not go to work or school, because that's how it's spread, is through coughing or infectious secretions or contaminated surfaces. And if you're home, you're not going to spread it to everybody else.
Right. And again, wash those hands. So if folks want to follow up with that, all of the clinics can do that. There is a special time at the medical center, but you're welcome anytime. Is that correct?
That's correct. Just walk in, tell them you're here for the flu shot, and they'll get you set up for it. The special designated day for the flu clinic in Atlantic is on Wednesdays from 11 to 6 p.m. Otherwise, it's just normal hours.
Okay. So we encourage you, whether you are nearby or listening somewhere else, if you don't know when those influenza shots are available, check out. There's somewhere in your community that you can get one and do that to protect you and to protect everybody else. So we want to thank you very much, Alicia Harding, nurse practitioner for Cass County Health Systems, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's kind of something Alicia said. The greatest gift you can give your family and the world is a healthy you.